God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Matthew 17:14. When they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed. For oft times he falls into the fire and oft into the water, and I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless. What's the first thing he says? Now, let me just stop right here. It'll help you to get the context of this. He has just come down out of the mountain with Peter, James, and John, where he was transfigured. He said, oh, he just came out of the mountain glorified. He heard the voice of the Father. He saw and spoke to Moses and Elijah. Now, this is an experience. Huh? I mean, if anybody would have been floating. The glory was on him so much, he was transfigured. His clothes changed color. Now, I never preached that far. I never got that far into the glory where all my clothes were glittering white. But the reason I'm saying all that is he comes straight down out of the mountain and he meets this man and he gets into this situation, and the first thing he starts talking to him about is what? Their faith, or rather their lack of faith. If he was just going to do it because of the glory and power on him, this would have been a prime time, right? To just take care of it and do it. But no, here he starts talking to him about faith. Faith. Is there any wonder we got a big word faith out on the front of the church there? And we talk about faith, and we're going to talk about faith. Why? Because Jesus did. He emphasized it so much. It is the determining factor in us receiving from the Lord. Keep reading. He said, faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. Did you know unbelief irritates the Lord? And you know it particularly would on this day. You're on the mountaintop. You're in the glory. You're hearing the voice of God. You talk to Moses and Elijah about the plan of God, and you come down off the mountain into a wall of unbelief. It'd make you go, how long have I got to put up with this? Unbelief irritates the Lord. And Jesus rebuked the devil. That's what you always do with the devil. You don't talk to the devil. You don't hold protracted conversations with the devil. You don't toy with the devil. You do what? Rebuke. You resist the devil. What happens? What happens? He leaves. He flees. He rebuked the devil and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart, and they said, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said, well, because you're you, and I'm me. What do you think? I'm Jesus, the Son of God. No. And yet, you know, there's a reason why I say those kind of statements. See, people have that mentality. Well, Jesus could do stuff like that. That's not what he said. That's men's interjections. He gives them the answer plain and simple. Right? Real plain. He said, because of your unbelief. It's because of your unbelief. Now, actually, the word here for unbelief is a different word than used in other places, and it's only used one time, right here. And it literally means puny or little. It means little or puny. You'll find that in the Greek lexicon, puny, P-U-N-Y. So they said, why couldn't we do that? He didn't say, because this is a great big devil. It's a great big hairy ugly devil, and you couldn't, this was out of your league. You had to wait till I got back. What? He said, because of your little faith, your puny faith. You got to have that in your mind to understand the next thing he says. Keep reading. Because of your puny faith. For verily I say to you, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you see how this goes together, don't you? What's he talking about? Little, isn't he? Little. Well, how much faith did they have then? Must not have been much. Huh? See, people talking about, you know, boy, we need more faith. We need more faith. And the devil will always tell you, you don't have enough. He'll never tell you, okay, you got enough now. You can knock my block off. No, he's never going to tell you that. He's going to always say, no, not enough, not enough. How much faith does it take? It don't take much. But it just takes the real thing. Real faith is so precious. It is so precious. It's called precious. Paul talks about like precious faith. And then the scripture even says, when the Son of Man returns, shall he find faith in the earth? But the thing is, without faith, it is what? Impossible to please God. I mean, no matter what kind of giving you do, if you don't do it in faith, doesn't please God. No matter what kind of praying you do, if you don't do it in faith, doesn't please God. Aren't you glad you have some faith? Yes. Huh? You don't have to have a whole lot. If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you could speak to the mountain and say, get out of here. And it would remove. And nothing would be impossible to you. He goes on to say, howbeit this kind goes not out by prayer and fasting. And I'm going to talk more about that in just a minute. Go to Luke, please. The 9th chapter. Luke 9. Verse 18 talks about he was praying. And verse 28 is where I'm trying to say. They went up into the mountain and he prayed and his countenance was altered and his raiment was white. And he talked to Moses and Elijah. And then verse 36, when the voice was passed, this is the very voice of the Father God. Verse 37, it came to pass on the next day, they came down from the hill, much people met him. Now, Mark 9, you'll see that in just a minute, says they were greatly amazed when they met him. And I can see some similarities between when Moses came down out of the mountain after those 40 days and nights. You know, his face shone. Remember that? Well, doesn't that sound a whole lot like Jesus' clothes are shining and glittering? And even though it might not have all been there at that moment, there I'm sure there was a residue of that about him. And when the people saw him, they were amazed at his countenance and at his appearance. Well, he just came down out of the mountain. And verse 38, a man of the company cried out and said, Master, I beseech you, look upon my son, for he is my only child. And lo, a spirit takes him, and he suddenly cries out, and it tears him, that he foams again, and bruising him hardly, departs from him. And I besought your disciples to cast him out, and they could not. And Jesus answering said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and suffer you? Bring your son here. And as he was yet a coming, the devil threw him down and tare him. And Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the child and delivered him again to his father. Now let's just stop right here, because there's more that goes along with this. I want you to see in a few minutes. In this case, we see that the child was said to be dumb. The child was also said to be deaf, I believe, in one place, and apparently had convulsions, had seizures, foamed at the mouth, jumped in the fire, jumped in the water, trying to commit suicide. Here, we see behind the scenes that something's motivating him. And the reason I include it in our healings is because, did you see right here, it said he was healed. He had physical problems that he was healed. Actually, he was delivered and healed. Amen. Thank God. How many know no matter what's wrong with you or why it is that way, the Lord can fix it. He can deliver you and heal you. Now, let's just stop right there. You know, some people read this and they get demon conscious, more than God conscious, and causes problems. And some people, you know, they'll take texts like this and other texts about the bad spirits, and they just get so demon conscious, they see demons in everything. They see demons behind every bush, four or five in all their friends. And like one fellow said, one guy asked him, he said, "How you doing today?" He said, "Oh, pretty good. I've already cast six spirits out of myself." Well, that's not okay. And, we didn't just start in the ministry yesterday, and we had the experience of some other people that have had decades of experience benefiting from theirs. And I have seen cases where people got off so bad in this deliverance, so-called deliverance ministries. Now, there is a ministry of deliverance, and the devil is real, and spirits do influence people if they allow them to. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I said, if they allow, whether through ignorance or whatever, yeah, these kind of things are real, but God ought to be so real to us. Yeah. Amen. And the power of God ought to be so real to us that we are not afraid of any of these things. Amen. And we don't talk about demon activity more than necessary, for one thing. And another thing, we don't talk about it with any reverence or fear. I know a fellow, one time he came and he said, "You know, I need you to cast some spirits out of me." I said, "Well," I said, if you do, we can help you with that." I said, "But just sit down here and listen and receive." See, people get one thing in their mind. They think, well, you're supposed to grab me by the collar and yell and spit on me and wave your hand over me. You know, people were delivered from spirits in the scripture without ever being touched. Did you know that? And there were cases where cloths just came on people and they were delivered and healed, and spirits just left while Jesus was preaching, while the anointing was manifest.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled "The Man with the Lunatic Son," you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R905. That's R905, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.